travel to Japan with Trafalgar with everything taken care of. From the must-see icons to exclusive one-of-a-kind experiences, learn local secrets and make deep connections that will bring the best of the Land of the Rising Sun to life, all with the expert guidance of a travel director. Contact your travel advisor or call Trafalgar at 866-513-1995 or visit trafalgar.com/tourjapan. That's TRAFALGAR.com/tourjapan.
Coming up Saturday night, 6 o'clock at the Smith Center, right after College game day, it will be North Carolina hosting Duke, the first of, I know Armando Bacot today said he'd think he'd like to play him three times or more, and this would not be the first time. Joel Berry, who played at North Carolina and was a star and a national champion and all that, I believe there were a couple of times where the Tar Heels and Blue Devils squared off three times in a given season, although not in a Final Four. That would have been crazy, wouldn't it? Joel Berry joins us on the Adam Gold Show. First, let's start there. Would you have, because it happened a couple of years ago in Coach K's last season, would that be the ultimate place for this game, or is it better on one of the campuses?
That's a hard one. I think, honestly, if to give you my honest answer, I would love to knock off Duke in the Final Four. I think that's pretty special, to be honest. I love the campuses, but when you talk about what's at stake, I think that was pretty dope that Carolina knocked off, not only knocked them off in the Final Four, but it was also Coach K's last run to a national championship. That goes down as one of the ultimate and top wins in this rivalry.
Isn't it crazy how it all ended? I mean, because the first game a couple of years ago, you're not playing anymore, but we're going to go back to your time playing. But a couple of years ago, the first game in Chapel Hill was a blowout. It was a 20-point game. And, I mean, if we're being honest, I know what Carolina did during that run, and they got to a Final Four and a big lead on Kansas in the national championship game. But in terms of who had better person, it's probably Duke. And the first game was indicative of that at the Smith Center. But man, I mean, there couldn't have been any better way for, I know it sucks for a Duke fan in this sense, because it was Coach K's last home game and then it was his last game. And somebody as good as that should have won one of those, maybe not both, but one of them. And it's perfect for the rivalry. It's not a rivalry ender, but it probably ends a lot of debates sitting around a fire with a Diet Pepsi.
Yeah, it's just, Adam, it's one of those stories like you can't make it up. And I think a lot of us haven't taken the time to really sit back and think about like what took place. You beat Coach K in his last game in camera indoor when they brought back probably every guy that had a huge impact on that program.
Yes.
And so you're going through the tournament. You're like, okay, we got that out of our system. We won't have to see Carolina again. And then here it goes, Carolina, Duke in the Final Four for the first time ever.
Ever, yeah.
And you're like, are you kidding me? And then you get beat again. I mean, like, you can't make that stuff up. Like, I just thought it was a perfect story, one of the stories that will go down forever in Carolina history. And like you said, if you're around a campfire and you got a cold one and someone brings that up and you really don't feel like having a conversation, you just bring that up and then we put it past us and we have a good time around the fire.
Joel Berry is joining us. ACC Network is here on the Adam Gold Show. In the last, and it, actually I think it was pretty similar in your time too, the last 12 meetings over the last 4 years, or 5 years actually, Duke and Carolina each have winning records on the other team's floor. I don't think home court advantage matters a lick for the game. Would you rather play this game on the road or at home?
Oh, that's a tough one. I'm a homebody. I like being in front of the home crowd. I just think there's a different type of energy. And then you also, you know, it's not about yourself in these rivalries. It's about the fans too. So like the fans being able, if we're at home, you know, our students get to run to Franklin Street, which is like an experience that everyone wants to experience during their time at Carolina, whether it be the Duke rivalry game or it's a national championship. But either one, they want to rush Franklin Street. So if you ask, I like being at home, but I will say there's nothing better than going to Cameron Indoor and getting a win. And the one thing that I talked about somebody the other day is I wish I had the balls to be able to do what Blake Hissa did and stand on the pad crowd in front of the fans. But I just, you know, at the time, that wasn't in my head. I wasn't thinking about that. Right. I was just excited that we got a win. But, you know, that's a hard question. But I like being home, but I wouldn't mind winning on the road.
So, by the way, I'm sure you heard this. Tyler Hansbrough and Bobby Frazier never lost at Cameron Indoor Stadium. They were both 4-0 there.
That's pretty impressive. I can't say that for myself. So that's pretty impressive.
Joe Barry is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. The relationship between the players, I know historically there's been a lot more friendships than not. I don't think that era that I'm referenced, Hansbrough and Frazier, I don't think that was the same back then. But what is the relationship between the players? I know there's a lot of encounters, friendly stuff at the barbershop and things like that. You know, from your time, and we're not that far removed, we're less than 10 years removed from when you started playing in this rivalry. What is that relationship like between the players?
Yeah, I'm so happy that we're still under that 10-year mark because I feel like it's just moving faster and faster, and I'm just getting far, you know, getting removed from Carolina.
Right.
But no, it's you know, it, like for me, I played with Grayson Allen in high school.
Okay.
We were on the same travel team. We competed. Our high schools competed against one another, and we're coming out from Florida, where it's not necessarily a basketball state, and we're two guys going to rival schools. So. You know, the players have a sort of respect for one another. And you know, it's because of the circuit. You playing with McDonald's All-Americans, guys who are highly recruited. You're in the same tournaments. You're in the same events in high school. So, you know, it's a little bit different. But is there a competitive nature there? Yes, there is. Once you get in between those lines, there's no more friends. You see that person as your enemy because you got your crowd. You got your soldiers behind you, your Carolina fans behind you. They got their soldiers behind them, and they're trying to compete and win the game not only for themselves but for their people that are supporting them. So once you get in between the lines, it's different. But I think there's a respect. But what I love about the rivalry is because it's the fans that make the rivalry. They're the ones that are crazy. I learned that pretty fast when I got to Carolina, a Florida boy coming up to Carolina and learning about this rivalry. But it is the fans are the ones that make this rivalry.
Did Grayson Allen ever try to trip you?
Travel to Japan with Trafalgar with everything taken care of. From the must-see icons to exclusive one-of-a-kind experiences, learn local secrets and make deep connections that will bring the best of the land of the rising sun to life, all with the expert guidance of a travel director. Contact your travel advisor or call Trafalgar at 866-513-1995 or visit trafalgar.com/tourjapan. That's trafalgar.com/tourjapan.
You know, I didn't have my mind on it, but you know, I'm probably sure if I go back and look at sometimes, maybe.
Sometimes you just have a wide stance and you're trying to stop somebody on a drive. How were the crazies to you? Did you pay attention to anything that they said?
I did not. You know, they were heckling our guys. You know, and that's pretty common of them to do that. I never really paid attention to them, and I didn't have that Grayson Allen type of hatred, I would say. Mm-hmm. I don't like that word, but that's what it is.
Sure.
To the fans, and I just didn't have that persona. You know, there's guys in a rivalry that just have that. I wasn't one of those guys, so I really didn't get heckled. But I will say there are some things that, you know, that are said that are just very, like very just, you know, crazy and ridiculous. But that's just what makes it fun. You know, no hard feelings. It is what it is. Just how we heckle our guys, you know, our friends when we have some dirt on them. You know, we make sure that they don't ever forget about it. And that's what they plan to do.
Joel Berry from the ACC Network is joining us here. We're going to get to the game in a second. I'm going to ask you a couple things about the one we're going to see on Saturday night. Did you ever once think about either I want to play at Duke or I could have played at Duke or they wanted to? How did that go? Were you always, maybe not just a Carolina guy, but did playing at Duke ever enter into the picture?
Yes, and I'm sure that's for everyone in the country. And the reason why I say that is because you want to get recruited by a North Carolina. You want to get recruited by a Duke. So yes, I did have them in my list. Now they came on a little bit later than Carolina, which is, that was a determining factor for me as far as the way that I looked at my recruitment. But I will say, and I don't know if a lot of people know this story, but Tyus Jones is a great friend of mine. Him and his family have been awesome to me. And we were at every tournament together, every, all-star event together. And he told me that if I didn't commit to Carolina, he would have ended up committing to Carolina. So thank the Lord that I committed as early as I did, because I probably would have lost out on the opportunity.
He was a player.
He was that guy, and still is.
Yeah, that guy was something else. Even as a freshman, man, hung 30 on Wisconsin on the road. That was something else. All right, to the game. You're an analyst at ACC Network. We haven't even talked about the game on Saturday, real quick, because you don't have a ton of time. How do you see this playing out? I'm not put off by the fact that Carolina just lost the game. I think they're the better team. How do you see this one?
Yeah, I think when you look at top to bottom, I think Carolina does, on paper, have the better team just because they have a little bit more depth than Duke does. And the production off the bench has been pretty impressive for Carolina. Now, they are coming off that win against Georgia Tech, which is some added fuel to what, as they come out on Saturday. But it's going to be a great game. You got matchups all over the floor. You got Armando Bacot going against Kyle Filipowski, who Filipowski has been playing impressive here in this season, and a guy that presents something a little bit different than what your typical five-man has, being able to step out on the court or step out to the three-point line. Tyrese Proctor has been playing well, over his last couple of games. And, that matchup with him and RJ, I'm sure they'll put him on them to try to disrupt what RJ has been doing here in this season. It's matchups all over the floor, but I do think Carolina does have the advantage. But in these rivalry games, it doesn't matter. the effort, the energy, the grit will be there, and that's what I look forward to. It's going to be a high-level game, and it's been a while since the fuel and the hype has been around this game, even though we know the rivalry and what it delivers. But this, with both teams being ranked and playing really well this season, it's going to be a high-level game.
I just had to confirm, you never played with Armando Bacot. You're one of the few Carolina players, I think, that can say that because he's played with like 30% of all players that have ever played at North Carolina. It's amazing. He's had an incredible career. What is the one thing that turns this game one way or the other?
I think both teams do a really good job defensively, and especially in particular guarding the three-point line.
Yeah.
And I think that'll be something that'll be the determining factor in this game. What team can shift the defense and utilize that three-point threat? Because both teams have firepower down low, and they have guys who can get to the rim and be able to score at the basket. So I think being able to knock down some threes in the game can shift the momentum one way or the other.
All right. Now, final thing for you, your favorite moment from a Duke Carolina game that you played in, what is, when you close your eyes and think about the games you played in, what is the moment that comes to mind?
The moment that comes into mind is my last year, and that's a little recency bias.
Fine.
But my last year when we beat Duke at home, and Theo Pinson, I remember, got a steal at last second and dunked the ball. And that solidified our win, and I just thought that we had no way of winning that game with having a 6'8 and a 6'5 guy go against 6'11" down low with Marvin Bagley and Wendell Carter. And we end up winning that game. And I still vividly remember just the way that the game ended. I thought that was awesome.
Joel Berry, I appreciate your time. ACC Network at Joel Berry 2, the letter I. I assume that's letter I, on Twitter. I appreciate your time.
Yes, sir.
Have fun. Enjoy the game. ACC Network, we'll watch him on TV. Joel, take care.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me, Adam.
You got it. Joel Berry here on the Adam Gold Show. So when I asked him, did he think about ever going to Duke? And he told the story about Tyus Jones wanting to go to Carolina. Now, Duke fans are going,
that's great.
Wanted to go. Yeah.
Nails in the table.
That's how you do it.
Yep.
That's how you turn the rivalry on the other guy.
Yep.
Joel was one of my favorite Tar Heels to watch. I once had a conversation with him. I think we were in Washington, D.C. I might have been Brooklyn at an ACC tournament. And I had watched him play as a high school prospect at a tournament at Broughton High School in Raleigh. And frankly, I don't remember what the tournament was called. The Holiday Invitational. And I think John Wall basically sponsors it now, I think. Anyway, so his team had come up. And I had had a conversation. I basically rebounded for his brother. He had a little brother. And at halftime of games, I was doing some stuff on the court. But at halftime of games, like, his brother just grabbed the basketball and was shooting. And I was just rebounding for him. And I didn't know who he was. And I said, you know, do you know somebody here? He goes, my brother is that guy. I'm like, oh, look at that. Joel Berry's brother. So I just related that story to Joel. We were walking down one of the corridors in Brooklyn. And I asked him about, you know, what was it? He said, basically, I wanted to be a football player.
Oh.
And if you remember Joel Berry, Joel was a strong point guard. He was not flashy or super dynamic athletically as a player, but he was strong. And I could say, I could see you as a defensive back playing college ball, but he was a football player too, which everybody is a football player in Florida.
Well, not to mention he's a really nice guy too.
I love Joel. Joel is dynamite. Absolutely dynamite.